We just muscle tested. I'm myself in the here and now. And we got a no. I'm myself in the here and now. No. I'm myself. We also got a no. And then, so then the next step is to find out what's going on. If you're not yourself, who are you? So I'm another person. Okay, yes. It would be important to find out who. Yes. So you're using the kinesiology just to inquire to see what information you can get. It's someone I interacted with today? No. It's someone that I'm close to? Yes. You might get a hit, like I just said, it's my mom. Okay. So there's something going on with my mom that I'm aware of? Yes. There's something I need to do about it? No. So if there's nothing I need to do about it, I can just acknowledge, oh, okay, cool, that's my mom's energy. And then see if that actually shifts anything and brings me back to me. Because it might actually bring you back to you. Let's say there is something you need to know about it. Okay, so there's something that she needs from me. It'd be a good idea to call her. No. I can just send her some positive energy. Yes. There's a whole bunch of, you can just play around with the kinesiology tool and look at what can I ask, what's required here, and always with the goal in anything we do to look at what is going to make the shift and help shift that energy to create more space, ease, peace, more sense of what it feels like to be back in your own energy and back to you. So you can use this to start to look at who are you identifying with. You can ask, I'm just aware of their energy. There's a whole bunch of different questions that you can start to work with and ask. This, you know, there's something directed at me. I'm just resonating with what's going on with them. Okay. Or sometimes someone can be a mirror for you. They can be showing you something about yourself that haven't been willing to see. This person is a mirror for me. No, okay, cool. If they were, what about this person is reflected in myself? If I'm judging or criticizing something about them, where is that also true in me? And this is how I've learned how to navigate my empathic ability is just to muscle test and ask questions. If I'm not myself in the here and now, if I'm not myself, who am I? And then what's going on with that and what do I do with it? Sometimes it's enough just to identify like, oh, hey, I'm identified with this other person. Maybe I'm worried about them. That can often happen. Like, oh, I'm worried and preoccupied with this other person because I know they're having problems and I'm concerned about their problems. Let me just bring my focus and attention back to me. Or if you feel so called, maybe you reach out to them. Maybe you look into what's going on with them. And you can ask about what's going to change this, what's going to shift this. Like, one day I was feeling super stressed out and I got a sense of who it was and I texted that person and asked the person if they were stressed and he said yes and my stress went away after I talked to him. So that's also something to play with. If you start to notice that you're identified with other people and you muscle test and you get certain answers, with the people that you're more close with in your life, sometimes you can actually ask them and call them up and say, hey, I'm having this experience. I wonder if it relates for you at all. I did that with my mom a lot in the beginning, and I realized how much I would feel her and feel her energy and pick up on it. And it was great because I used to think, I'm just crazy. And then when I had these conversations with her, she really validated for me, no, you're right. There is something going on for me and you are picking up on it. It's like, oh, good. I'm not just crazy. So could that also be true for you? And if you're not yourself in the here and now, can you identify where your energy is going, what's going on, and can you bring yourself back? Sometimes we don't need to know whose energy it is, what it is, anything like that. We can just do the process to bring ourselves back, which I will also teach you in case you're not able to just get back there on your own.